I love the dogs. I miss them. The only thing that I sort of go against them with is, like, if you have a dog, they sort of go against your need to try and keep the house kind of nice. That's my next big thing. That's the other reason I'd like to get old, is because I'd like to get a little farther into the mortgage I have right now. 35. 5 years into a 35-year mortgage. And the interest rates are kind of trickling up a bit, which means I might have to buy my funeral plot one day on the conditional sale of my home. Yeah. I became a homeowner a few years ago. Bought a house that needed some work. Spent the last 5 years working on it. And now I can honestly say it needs twice as much work to undo all the shit I've done to it for 5 years. Because I bought it and just thought, okay, I own a plaid shirt. What else qualifies me to renovate a house from top to bottom? I've been watching Home and Garden television extensively leading up to this purchase. I could do anything. What do you want? Name it. New kitchen? Great. Give me half an hour. According to these programs I watch, that's the approximate time it takes to complete a kitchen renovation. Because I soon discovered they don't show you the parts of a kitchen renovation you need to see on TV, do they? No, they don't. They don't show the part of a kitchen reno where you just have to lay on the floor and cry for an hour, do they? No. They never show the part where you give up on life. That's an essential part of a home renovation. Where you pull up the floor and there's more goddamn floor. Show that once in a while. Show young couples doing dishes in a kiddie pool and rainwater in the backyard. Show that. Making dinner in the tub. Show me that stuff. Yeah. Show the host showering at his neighbor's house every day for 3 weeks. Show that kind of stuff. Walking across the street in a towel because you don't have running water anymore. Show that. So we know we can do it. Everything else, pros are still the top of the pops to us. Everything else, you pay a pro. Take your taxes to an accountant, pay somebody who's not you to cut your hair, and you always feel good about it. You know? Compare home renovation and that world to the world of dental work. There's no overlap. Dental work is holding strong at 100% outsourced to the professional community. Nobody would wake up with some pain in a molar and think, okay, I'm a smart guy. I'll roll up my sleeves and see what I can do. See if any of my buddies have a drill I can borrow for the afternoon. See if anybody who knows a guy who will fill a cavity for a case of beer. None of that cowboy bullshit exists in the dental world, but we're all like, oh, house needs a new roof? Better get up there. You're not a roofer. And if you're not a roofer, your roof is not a weekend project. It's a ramp to your driveway. That's all it is for you, mister. Stay off your roof. Roofers have things you don't have. Tools, training, balance. They have actual physical things you don't have, like a harness. Do you have one? No, you don't. Do you know how to put a harness on? No, you don't. And here's a big question. Do you know what they tie it to? Me neither. Never seen the end of that important rainbow. I've seen the harness, and I've seen the rope, but I've never seen what the rope is attached to. And if it's not attached to anything, you're just wearing a very fun vest, aren't you? You're just wearing... If you put me in one of those and sent me home, I'd probably tie it to the top of the ladder. Where else can it go? Can't go on the roof. That's where the shingles are going. I would tell my friends, I'm like, are you going to get up there right away? Like, no, I'm going to Google it first. All of my friends would put on a roof based on a YouTube video they watched. They'll watch a single YouTube video and get at it. But what they won't do... They won't watch a long YouTube video. That's how ready they are to get up there and start hurting themselves. If you sent them a link with a 10-minute video attached, they'd be insulted that you felt they needed that much training. Oh, heaven forbid you send one that says part one of two. They'd be like, do you think I'm an idiot? I'm not looking for a master class in roof theory and pitch mathematics. I need to know if the shingles start at the top or the bottom, and I'm up there. They'll find themselves a 3-minute YouTube video, get about 2 minutes in and go, I got it. You don't. Got it. Don't do your own roof. Just don't. Treat yourself. Pay a guy.